All in the room, we back with another video. I go by the name of Stealth the Producer. We got Doughboy Bush. We are here today to continue our NBA season preview of each NBA team. Today, we are going to talk about the Miami Heat. Miami Heat is next on the list. And this is actually going to wrap up our playoff teams. And now, next, we're going to go to the non-playoff teams after we finish off with the Miami Heat. But today we're going to talk about this roster, our projections for this team. You know, do we like the roster? Do we not like the roster? Coaching, culture, whatever it may be. What are our thoughts on the Miami Heat this NBA coming season, 2025-2026? Doughboy, the Miami Heat, man. This team has always been kind of like an interesting franchise to me, because I feel like in regards to a franchise, and I'm not talking about the play on the court, I'm talking about in regards to the Heat culture, you know, winning culture, all this type of stuff, right? Yeah, they've gone, you know, made some late playoff runs in recent years, you know, things like that. Went to the NBA Finals during the pandemic year. I want to say they made like a run like after. Oh, they played didn't they play the Nuggets in the NBA Finals a few years ago?
As far as that,
they've been there, you know, been hanging around. You know, that was during the Jimmy Butler era, but now that's over with. And when we look at this team, I don't see any superstar. I didn't see Jimmy Butler as a superstar, and I feel like that's why they didn't win nothing. I didn't. He's not a superstar. He's very good player, high B tier player. But if we're talking about, if we're going off 2K ratings, because 2K rating goes like, you know, in the 50s, in the 60s, 70s, 80s. He's in the 80s. He's not in the 90s. Okay. He's not 90 or above.
Respect that.
I give Jimmy Butler like an 87. You know what I'm saying? So, but again, I digress. They now have Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero as their two main guys. They added Norman Powell from the Clippers. I like that move. You still got Terry Rozier. You still got Andrew Wiggins. You got some good players. You know, Jaime Jaquez, I think.
Jaquez.
They still got him. Although I feel like they underutilized him, but we'll see how they do this coming season. They added Precious Achiuwa. So, fire off, man. I'll let you go. What are your thoughts on the Miami Heat this NBA coming season?
Man, they do have a culture there. Somehow they get these players to buy in. When you look at this roster, like you just stated, nothing jumps out the chart.
Nothing.
As far as this is a superstar player. No disrespect to Bam, no disrespect to Hero, but no, these are
They're two B-tier players.
Exactly. But for whatever reason, Pat Riley, Eric Spoelstra can go ahead and get these guys to really buy in into this Heat culture and get them to go ahead and play. There's another scrappy team. You know, they figure out how to go ahead and make, you know, they figure out how to make ways to win games that you would think that they would go ahead and lose. For them, again, man, in my opinion, I feel like they might be hovering around the same win percentage again. I know 37 is a little low. I don't see them getting more than 40, 45 wins this year.
I'm with you.
If they do, it would kind of shock me.
I'm with you. I don't see more than 40.
I don't see more than that neither. You know, they had 37 wins last year, but I definitely don't see more than that. They will be a playoff team, though. They will be. I don't know if it's going to be a play-in team or a playoff team.
But you believe that, huh? Be at the,
I believe it, man. When you look at the rest of these teams, and then, of course, you talk about the injury factor with players for major teams, you know, this is an open chance for them to actually probably go ahead and get into the playoffs like how they normally would do and probably make a little bit of a run. I don't think they're going to go ahead and make a deep, deep run, but they'll be able to go ahead and probably knock out one of the teams that you think that they would lose to. But I do feel like, you know, with the way this roster is constructed, they do got some players that are there. You know, they have some key veterans. I like you said, the Norman Powell move. You still have Wiggins there. You still, you know, have Jaquez. You still have Hero and Bam Adebayo. You know, you got a Precious now. I'm kind of curious to see what he does there and what they can go ahead and get out of him as a player. So, I mean, for me, man, like I said, yeah, I think they're going to be another playoff team. I just don't give them more than 40 wins, though.
I agree with you with the wins. I don't give them more than 40. They won 37. Let me ask you this. Winning 37 games last season, I think they might have had some injury. Well, they had the Jimmy Butler thing. That was going on.
Yeah, they did.
So that was definitely a distraction. I kind of feel like that was similar to like the De'Aaron Fox thing for the Kings.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Distraction. You had your main guy who didn't want to be there for whatever reasons. And then when he came back, he was just kind of, he wasn't playing hard. I didn't like that. I feel like he was extremely unprofessional.
He gave up. He was just ready to
leave. Yeah, and then that just kind of affected the whole team. So when you look at the 37 wins, could they have won maybe 4 or 5, 6 more games if they didn't have that distraction? Possibly. Norman Powell, I like.
I do too as well.
Especially in the East. Right.
Yes.
You still got Andrew Wiggins. Like I said, we talked about Bam and we talked about Hero. We talk about Eric Spoelstra, right? So head coach, culture.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody could do it, he can do it.
He can definitely do it.
But again, this league is about talent. This league is about performing and producing.
Definitely.
I don't know if I see this team as a playoff team anymore. Because again, I still feel like two teams that made the playoffs last year are gonna fall out. I feel like,
okay,
depending on how that Magic look, depending on Magic health, they could possibly fall out. I don't have the Celtics making the playoffs, and
not at all.
I don't know about the Pacers either.
Okay,
you know how those teams like kind of like had like a hot previous year because they kind of jumped on everybody, and then the next season after that, they're not really like as good. You're like, man, what happened? Because you're not taking anybody by surprise anymore. Kind of similar to the Sacramento Kings. Remember, they were third in the West. You know what I'm saying? Yes. You know, went to the playoffs and things like that. And, you know, we're having these expectations of, oh, next year, you know, we'll be back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Back.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you're not surprising teams anymore.
No.
So I feel like they could be one of those teams. We talked about Philly coming back up, you know, with health. And honestly, we're going to talk about them next. The Atlanta Hawks, man, with Porzingis and those young wings they got. Trae Young, he's always going to put up the same stat line. You're going to get his numbers from him. The Hawks, I feel like, could be like that eighth seed.
That seed, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. To where you could bump out of Miami Heat. So I don't know if they're a playoff team, man. I definitely don't see them being a contender at all. Decent team, but I don't really see too much from the Miami Heat.
Okay.
Now, and again, going back to the culture thing, do you think that the Eric Spoelstra's coaching can will this team to kind of exceed, you know, their talents or their, you know,
he's been doing it.
Yeah,
he has a track record of doing this with the teams that he's had. You know, even before Jimmy Butler had got there, you know, he's been able to go ahead and will and get these guys in to buy into his culture and the Heat culture and get them to actually play at a high level. You know, that's why I said, even though they don't have any superstars on this roster, they're still going to play at a competitive level to where you have to look at them as like, okay, they're going to make
Khalil Ware. Oh, I don't know how we forgot to mention Khalil Ware.
Khalil Ware.
I like him.
Yeah. And then they got a scrappy Davion Mitchell that comes in. Point guard. You know what I mean? So, I mean, they got some players here, but like you said, nothing just jumps out at you. You know what
this,
I mean?
Like, dang. This is a team that's going to have to do it with hard work and just scrappiness.
Yes,
and teams like that, who
and
knows?
And that's what they did last year.
Could they be this year's Indiana Pacers? As far as, and again, I keep going back to them because I just feel like they that's weren't crazy. Really expected to do anything like that. Again, I think these teams are looking at it like, hey, if they did it, why can't we do it?
Can we do it? Yeah.
You know, so definitely. Could they be like that? Possibly. But I feel like it's going to be one or the other. They're either going to be like an Indiana Pacers run, jump on people, or they're just not gonna make the playoffs at all. Like, I don't see like an in between for the Miami Heat. I feel like it's gonna be one of the other. You got some good vets still. Like I said, Wiggins.
Yeah, you do have good vets. Yes,
you know, Hero's a shooter. Mm-hmm. You know, you added Norman Powell. So you got guys that can score.
Yeah.
Norman and Hero can score. Bam could, you know, average 15 and 12 a night.
Yes.
Khalil Ware, I think he's going to probably bump that up, you know what I'm saying, continue to get better. Wiggins, again,
Bam was averaging 18.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
9-4. So he can bump that up a little bit
maybe,
more.
Maybe, you know. Here's the thing. All NBA teams have talent, right?
Yes.
It's about, can you put it together? Who's going to take that next jump?
Yes.
Because the league is looking for that next superstar, the next guy to we can point at and be like, oh, all right, we could put you in this group now. So could Khalil Ware be that guy? You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
I think we kind of know what we're going to get from Bam and Hero. We kind of know who they are.
Yeah.
Really good players. But could Khalil Ware be that guy? And what is Norman Powell going to bring to the team?
To do
I think that's what you got to kind of look at with the Miami Heat.
Definitely.
Along with the role players. So.
Yes.
Again, I think it could be one of two things with the Heat. I feel like they can like bump up and kind of be like that new Indiana Pacers, or not make the playoffs at all.
Yeah,
but I don't think it's gonna be like an on the bubble play-in team. If they're that low, I don't see them making the playoffs. If that makes sense?
No, not at all.
You know what I'm saying?
If they are that low.
So what's your thoughts? Your final thoughts on them?
Yeah, they had how many wins last year? They had. Let's see. They had
37 to 45.
Wow!
And you didn't get much better. You got Norman Powell, but
yeah, man, I don't know, bruh.
You know what I mean?
40 game season, maybe 41,
okay.
42 max.
All right. Okay.
If they go anything higher than that, when as far as wins go, I'll be shocked.
You'll be shocked. Okay.
Yeah, I'll be shocked.
Not for sure.
How about yourself?
Again, I think they could be a Pacers team that maybe can bump up to 49 wins, 48 wins.
That's a huge jump.
You can be, you know, right at the bottom. You know what I'm saying? fighting for a play-in. And again, I feel like if they're fighting for a play-in, I don't think they're going to make it. In the playoffs.
No.
I think whoever's down there that they're fighting with is probably better, because you might have the Magic again playing. You might have the Pistons, depending on, you know, injuries or however they fall, however the chips fall. You might have the Hawks, who I think are better than them right now. So, you know, it's just going to be kind of interesting to see what they do, but I don't expect too much from the Miami Heat this season.
Okay.
Last question. I knew there was something I wanted to get back to. Why is Pat Riley having such a hard time getting somebody down there, or superstar down there? Why could he not? But hey, Kevin Durant, before he went to the Rockets, hey, come on down here to the East, Miami. Maybe Kevin Durant just wanted to play in the West. I don't know, but why is it so hard for them to get that next superstar? In your opinion?
I don't think it's hard for them to get him. I just don't. I don't know if they've. Really
There's rumors that people don't want to go down there anymore.
Why is that though?
They're saying that's Pat crazy. Riley. What I'm hearing is Pat Riley. You know what I'm saying? Pat, people, they're hearing things
just
from
like
other, players that that's not really player friendly. You know what I mean? I think when LeBron left, I think he kind of like put the word out on why he left, and people are like, oh, he's on that. Like, oh, I'm cool. You know what I mean? So for whatever reasons, we saw the Dwayne Wade thing didn't finish too great. Remember, he left and went to Chicago.
Chicago,
then he went to the Cavs, and he ended up finishing back with the Heat.
Coming
but
back,
it was kind of ugly with him. So I think players are looking at that and like, you know, looking at that old school, you know, iron fist way of Pat Riley kind of running things, and they're not really feeling that. So
if that is the case, then because I mean, when you look at Miami, it's like it's Miami.
Yeah.
South Beach. Why would you not want to go ahead and go play in Miami? You know, good weather, damn near year round. You know, I don't know what their rating is as far as taxes go.
Florida has no state taxes, I believe.
No state taxes. So then you got no state taxes in Florida, just like you would have in
California.
In
all the blue states, basically.
Blue states, yeah.
The rest states don't have.
So yeah, straight up. So yeah, I mean, I don't know, bro. Like if that is the case. That's crazy to think about.
It's crazy to think about, man. We're going to see, though, man. Miami Heat, 2025-2026 NBA season. That's our thoughts on this team. If this is your first time to the channel, please subscribe to the channel. Like the video, comment, let us know what you think about the Miami Heat. Where do you see them going next season? Also, too, check us out on all your podcast outlets, the podcast app on your Apple phone, Spotify, you know what I'm saying, Apple Music, all that, YouTube, all that. You know what I'm saying? Tidal, we're everywhere. Amazon, we're everywhere, man. So please check for us. Like the podcast and please comment on it. It really goes a long way. Every little bit helps as we're trying to grow this small channel. And yeah, man, so we appreciate the support. And we are going to talk about the Atlanta Hawks next, man. Next video. So check for that. Other than that, we're going to get back at y'all, man. Stealth the producer.
Yes, sir.
Boy Bush, we up out of here.